Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting third. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Foy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Wally Bunker. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tom Tresh. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ike Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball four. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hernandez. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Hernandez steals second. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Foy scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunker covering, for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive towards third. Shaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Brown trying to get to home. Piniella throws the ball into Rodriguez, who tags Brown, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Tresh moves to second. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schall moves to third. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schall tags and scores. Oliver tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 1, Tigers, 1. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freehan is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunker strikes out. 1 out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick strikes out. 2 outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hernandez. Northrup moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. Piniella strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash strikes out. 1 out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freehan bunts towards the mound. Bunker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wirt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Foy strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez strikes out. 2 outs. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Wally Bunker. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Hedlund now pitching. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 2 in the game. Lolick bunts towards the mound. Hedlund fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. 1 out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez pinch hits for Pat Kelly. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Keough now playing center field. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hedlund fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cash strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 3 in the game. Piniella takes first base on ball 4. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Foy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.